So the two songs that we sang before the anthem, they're not the most familiar Christmas carols. The one was written by a Christian missionary who went to the natives of the north, the First Nations people, many centuries ago. And he was somebody, his last name was Brebeuf, and he was somebody who, of all the people who went, who had walked the land to learn from the people who had walked the land before them. And that's why he wrote this story of the Nativity, to help those people understand their culture, but also perhaps how Jesus might have been born within their culture, for them to understand it. The second one that we sang is also not that familiar, and it's by an Irishman, actually, and a beautiful rendition, too. And if you didn't get the chorus, it is, "Come, let us adore Animus Dominum. O come, let us adore the Lord. Venite adoremus Dominum." And in both of those carols, they tell the story, but they tell the story with a variety of different emotions about what might have gone on in that first nativity. And it perhaps wasn't as merry and as joyful as we sometimes imagine because of some of the other Christmas carols that make it seem like everything was just tickety-boo. And if you're like me, you know that life isn't always tickety-boo. And if you're like me, you've seen people around you even this Christmas season, and maybe you've been there too at a different time in your life, or maybe even right now, where life isn't always so grand. Have you noticed some churches have acknowledge this? They've had what's called blue Christmas services. Anybody here ever heard of a blue Christmas service? Maybe you've been to one, right? For those who haven't or don't know about it, blue Christmas services, or sometimes called longest night worship, is often held on around the time when we have the shortest time of daylight. That's December 21st, of course, and in Ottawa, it's less than 7 hours. Did you know that? Less than 7 hours. 6 hours and 57 minutes we had on December 21st, where we got to see the sun that day if there were no clouds or snowfall. Longest night, or blue Christmas, because this season can be difficult for people, not only because of the decreasing amount of daylight, though that can have an effect on people, but due to either a time of grief or sorrow, or relationship challenges, or loss of employment, or any number of concerns which can make the holiday season pressure a really difficult time, because there's so much pressure all around for everyone to be cheerful and to wish Merry Christmas, right? What do you do when you're not quite in that space? Or what do you do when there's people around you that aren't? For some, and I'm sure even among us here, either this year or another time in your life, going through Christmas can be sometimes like the longest night of your soul. Instead of carols, you prefer singing the blues. It's for this reason that many churches have, with the best of intention, created service can bring to the surface various or longest night. Because Christmas can bring to the surface various emotions, can't it? Maybe it's the first Christmas somebody's no longer with you. Perhaps the holidays, even years ago, was the very time you went through a season of loss, and it just always is there, every December. And yet, it's actually strange, isn't it, that we even have to remind each other that Christmas brings on varying emotions for people. Because wasn't it really so from the start? Think of Mary. Was she as joyful from the start as most first-time expectant moms? Hardly. She fled. as if for cover to her cousin Elizabeth's home. What about Joseph? Wasn't it him who first wanted to quietly put off the relationship? And the shepherds, as we heard this morning, the first emotion we hear from them is fear. They were, the scriptures tell us, terrified. And then, of course, a little bit later on, they're excited, and they're traveling with haste to Bethlehem, finding Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. We don't know exactly how soon after the birth this was, but Luke does tell us they found the baby lying in a manger where cattle feed. So it's possible the same night even, or the following day, and you can imagine the scene. At the best of times, birth can be emotional, though here, just a short time ago, Joseph is thinking he needs out of this relationship, and even now he's wondering what role he's going to have as the father. Can you even imagine being Mary, even if you are a woman to her? You are one who's given birth. All the emotions going through her. No wonder she pondered. And the way Luke tells the story, it's as if also this whole scene, it's going viral. People all around who heard about the shepherd's story, it says, they were amazed. Imagine if there was social media like we have today. Imagine if there was email or Facebook or Pinterest. Post after post of questions and likes and pics. And Mary treasured all these words, it says, in her heart. Presumably the story the shepherds told, deep in thought about the entire turn of events and what was happening in her life. And the shepherds, again, from there, they go glorifying God and praising. It's actually really, when you really get into the setting, it's a roller coaster of emotions kind of story. And we haven't even yet met the wise men or the horrifying story of Herod and the escape by Joseph and Mary and the baby from his dreadful massacre. What a story. Is it possible that we've made the nativity just a bit too clean and tidy? And only Mary? No wonder some of us get a little bit upset when some powerful leaders force us to say Merry Christmas. We should grate at that. Because even the first one wasn't all that merry. You see, there's quite a bit happening here. Not just behind the scenes, but in the very scene of the birth of Jesus. Some of the greatest artists throughout history have tried to portray this more messy milieu of the manger. A Facebook friend of mine has been posting historical paintings by people like Peter Bruegel, Rembrandt, El Greco, Peter Rubens, and other medieval artists who illustrated so many of the challenging dimensions from the story of how God enters into this messy world in the very form and shape of a vulnerable baby. If you have time today even, or sometime during the... But all friends, Facebook page and blog site, not just for the paintings, but also for his really insightful commentaries into the stories about these amazing illustrations. His name is Ron Koch, R-O-N-K-O-K. K-O-K. Simple to... beautiful paintings. Powerful illustrations. Insightful commentaries. He's a guy that lives just nearby here in Ottawa. And the truth is just that. The first nativity was not near as tidy as we've likely been conditioned to imagine. So perhaps we should not only give some slack to people who find Christmas tough, or even just set aside a special blue Christmas service for people who can't handle all the joy and merriment. Perhaps our very celebrations of Christmas, at least for Christians who know the real story, should consider a bit more of the various emotions surrounding that first night when the Christ child enters our world in that dirty stable. It's all there for us to see and imagine in the Gospels, in historical works of art, and even in the most honest Christmas carols, because not all of them are, when we take to heart their words and at times even the melodies, the way the tune carries the story. In truth, even the word Christmas, when we break it down, is Christ Mass, the Mass of Christ, where Mass refers to communion or the Eucharist, already foreshadowing by the medieval church when it instituted that, the Last Supper, echoing the Passover, where lambs were sacrificed and their blood put on doorposts to mark their homes as covered by the sacrificial blood. Christ Mass is the celebration of Eucharist, or communion, about the birth of Christ, this vulnerable child who lives the life that we could not live in order to die the death that we deserved. He becomes our sacrifice for sin. That the birth of Jesus Christ, from within the very word of Christmas, there is a recognition that the birth of Jesus Christ is going to lead to a messy life. Really, there's quite a range of emotions around Christmas. So as we meet one another this festive season, let us be mindful of people around us for whom this can be a challenging time. And maybe remember, too, that it's not that they are unable to celebrate Christmas, or that we should just have a separate time and space for Blue Christmas, as good as that can be. Maybe, just maybe, these very people and their very difficult emotions are the ones which can make Christmas more real for us too, when we care to listen. Perhaps when all of us are more honest about our great need and our gaps and our absences and our brokenness in our lives, we can more clearly see the true story of Christmas in the original manger scene as well. That this is God entering not just a barn in Bethlehem, but our very own backyards with all their snow-covered secrets, our living rooms with all its clutter, our closets with all their skeletons, our churches with all of our broken dreams, our neighborhoods with all the torn and ripped fences, our cities with all its crowded streets. You get the picture. This is the reason for Christmas, for Christ's Mass. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.